Our first storyteller tonight is KUNC's own Robert Legia. He's the director of marketing and community engagement. He lives in Boulder, so give him a big round of applause.
So I'm in my mid-40s, this was a while back, and after a period of soul-searching and personal inventory after being divorced for a second time, I'm ready to get back on with my life. And so I came to a sudden realization that I had never dated before. Even though I'd been in long-term relationships and stuff, it had always been sort of organic, just with friends, groups of people that I was hanging out with, and we connected. And so I had no idea how to go about this dating thing. And when you're in your mid-40s, you know, your social circle is not the same as it is when you're younger. Everybody's married, coupled. It's just not the same. And I love my friends and my social circle. But if you ever want a really harsh picture of what they think of you, have them try to set you up with people that they think you're gonna like. It really wasn't working for me. The other option was, you know, the work environment. And my job, it's still my job, but it's sales and marketing, and it's being out in the community. You do a lot of networking, you do a lot of, you know, client lunches and things like that. And I could never picture myself doing that as a dating option. It always seemed creepy to try to cross that boundary into being at a networking event and asking somebody out. It's like, I just didn't see how that could really work. So that left me with the online dating world. And this was way before apps and stuff were like popular and it was really common to do online dating. There was still kind of a stigma attached to it. You didn't really tell people that you were online looking for dates. There was an air of desperation or something about it that just didn't really, you didn't want people to know necessarily. So I figured, you know, if I'm gonna jump in, I may as well do it online. And so I kind of took the same approach to online dating as I did to my sales thing, where you're gonna meet a lot of people, someone's gonna connect, it's gonna work out, you're gonna be okay. Others aren't gonna connect, but either way, there's no big investment. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. And so I was pretty good about emailing, trading messages with people, and I got to meet a whole bunch of different kinds of people. And that's one of the great things about online dating. You can meet all kinds of people from all kinds of background that you wouldn't have encountered in your real life every day. One of the bad things about online dating is you meet people from all kinds of life that you'd never encounter. So one day I'm kind of cruising through the profiles and looking around, and I see this attractive blonde woman, and she says she's a stand-up comic. And I thought, wow, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, this could be a fun date. I'm generally a kind of introverted guy. I don't really like to be the center of attention, which I know sounds weird standing up on stage telling a story to all these people. But generally, I'm pretty quiet. But I associate really well with people who are performers, musicians, whatever. And so I thought this would be great. We chat back and forth, trade messages. And she says, I've got a gig just outside of Fort Collins. And why don't you come? We'll have a drink. And you can watch my show. We'll go out after. And that'll be our date. I was like, great, that sounds good. So it's a Friday night. I show up after work dressed in my khaki pants, button-down dress shirt, walk into this bar, it's a bar in Timnath that I'd never been to but I'd heard about. And I see this woman sitting at the table and she looks like her picture, always a plus with an online date. We have a drink, we have, you know, first date small talk, and everything is going really well. She's really funny, and you know, we're having a good time. So we're talking, I don't know, half an hour or so, And she says, okay, it's time. I've got to get ready for my show. You know, I'm going to be up there for about a half an hour. I'll be back and we can go out. So I think it's great. I'm sitting at a table kind of in the back of the room and starting to notice the crowd filling up the room. And let's just say it's a rough crowd. A lot of leather, a lot of tattoos. And I realize I'm in a biker bar and dressed in my kind of work clothes. Definitely not a place where I look like I fit in or feel terribly comfortable. But I thought, okay, we're going to stick it out and see what happens. And as I'm watching the room fill up, I see this woman walk in, dressed in kind of ratty clothes, carrying bags, kind of stooped over, and, you know, older woman, gray hair. And she's kind of working the crowd. And I thought, that's pretty odd. I don't know if she's somebody that's familiar to these people. Nobody was hassling her. And, you know, I thought she was just like panhandling, whatever. I noticed she's working her way up to the stage. And at that point, she gets up on stage, grabs the microphone, and I realize that my date is with a comedian known as Bag Lady Sue. Her whole bit is she's a bag woman and she is just telling jokes. But not just jokes. It's some of the crudest, most explicit, X-rated, anything you can imagine kind of comedy. And I'm not a prude by any means. I've heard stand-up, I've heard a lot of stuff. This was at the line, I gotta tell you. And the crowd's loving it. The crowd apparently knows who she is. They're, you know, they're giving it back to her, and she's just going on and on. So again, I'm just sitting in the back watching this whole thing, kind of like my eyes getting really big. And she gets to like the end of the 30 minutes she's gonna do, and she like takes off this ratty sweater she's got. And as she does that, the sound system starts playing stripper music. And she proceeds to take off lots of pieces of clothing, pulling random things out of her clothes as a bit. She pulled a rubber chicken out of her pants. Now, all of this is really funny, but I'm in the back watching it and thinking, okay, this is a little odd. And then I realize she's not stopping. And she gets all the way down to a bikini and starts doing what I'd best describe as an aerobics routine, doing like flexing and bending and doing all kinds of stuff, still trading jokes with the crowd and stuff. And I'm just kind of, you know, standing in the back, trying to look like I'm not in a really bizarre environment. And just before she finishes, she points at me in the back and says, "And that's Robert. He's on a first date with me, and he had no idea." And at that point, the entire bar of bikers turns around and looks at me. And again, I'm the shy, quiet, preppy-looking guy trying to hide under the table at this point. So she gathers up all her stuff, finishes the show, comes back and says, "So, what'd you think?" And I told her, I said, "That was really funny. And I don't think we're going to go out again." But if you ever want to see Bag Lady Sue, she actually does have videos online, and she's really funny. I found out later that she tours the biker circuit. She's played at Sturgis. She's something of a celebrity on the biker bar circuit. Little do you know who you're going to meet in your online dates.